In the living room, Celia skittered to the bookcase and withdrew the binder with the crumpled drawings. Strat was dumbfounded when he saw the bound array of discarded drawings that Celia obviously put a lot of effort into flattening and storing in plastic sleeves.
Cece, I don't understand.
That's the problem, baby cuz, she softly replied. You never did. Strat was left breathless, collapsing under the weight of the sheer irony. Stratty, art is subjective. It always was. Even if you think it's not worth anything, the onus is not always on the creator. These drawings are a perfect example of that. Celia and Sylvia were each students of one of the best artists in the island's history, let alone the Great Myriad, Professor Delicate Mousset Ferret of Princess Maddie's Magic School, Dainty's mother. Celia could feel in her heart how impressed her mentor would be with Strat's style, all the more for the fact that he trained himself. Celia was no longer a student, but she had become something rare, a teacher who still learned. This was the lesson she wanted Strat to take away from all the years of his life that were heading in an opposite direction. You wanted to be a musician, but has your love for the craft itself diminished? Do you still enjoy it? Absolutely I do, Celia. That's just what I wanted to hear. Music is an art, but that's only one facet of it. I always followed the clarion call of creation itself, from one craft to another. My weak heart kept me from playing with the other kids, but it gave me time to explore creation in every form. You were also betrayed by your physiology, but look at what you made from it. Strat shook his head, his eyes wide open, reflecting the enormity of Celia's observations, and how, for the first time in ages, he no longer felt the phantasm of failure clinging around his neck. The tenderness in Celia's voice echoed the same reassurance her mother Dextra had given him the day the cello was born. Strat wanted to hear more. He needed to hear more, and Celia could see it. You see, baby cuz, Celia said softly, art doesn't vanish when the body changes. It just finds new ways to speak. Strat didn't yet understand how true that was, but the day ahead of him would show him. Celia, rasped Strat, do you really see something special in these drawings? Celia lifted her top set of glasses and radiated her strongest love vibrations from her blue eyes and said, the real question should not be what it means to an audience, Strat. What truly matters is the value that you can find in them. You just have to take a second look. Sometimes it takes a lot more. You're special, and you always were. So transitively, there has to be something about your creations that's worth that second look. She truly was Dextra's daughter, eyes, heart, and all, and Strat felt it.